Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Continuing coverage of the storms across North Texas. I'm Mitch Carr with Matt Thomas, and LP Phillips is in the field with a live report. LP?
Mitch, you may be able to hear the sirens in the background. I'm just north of I-20 off of Bonneview. A tornado appears to have gone through this area here. At least some of the witnesses have seen it. Gregory Lowe, you said you actually saw the tornado?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What did you see?
Like a strong wind with the rain hard. The next day, you know, but it just turned out roofs and just knocking down trees.
Were you able to see a funnel cloud?
Yes, sir.
And it was on the ground?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it actually did some damage to this house. Jesse McClellan is here with me. Jesse, I've seen windows blown out. I'm seeing all sorts of damage to the roof here.
Yeah, blowed off everything.
And you were inside when it happened?
Yeah.
What did it sound like? Was there any ramp up to this, or did it just all of a sudden hit?
It just all of a sudden hit. You know, it didn't make no noise, and it wasn't even hardly raining, and it just, boom, everything going. You know, mother talking about getting a closet and shit. I was looking out the window. I expected it to rain some before it started doing that. Wind just started blowing it, you know, just started going all of a sudden, you know.
And the rain is starting to pick up again here. I might tell you, this is just north of an area off of I-20 where a number of semis were blown over by what appears to be the same storm. Quite a sight, a number of rigs, just a swath cut through the trees. I'm standing in the backyard of these houses here, and I'm able to see like a path cut through the trees where you could just see where the damage is. Reporting live in Southern Dallas County, LP Phillips News Radio, 1080 KRLD.